Hi, welcome. Thank you for coming. This is going to be a series of four classes on symbology. You don't have to come to all of them. I'm hoping there'll be other people who went to somewhere else today and are coming tomorrow or Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, Sunday. But this is great, a nice intimate circle to start off with. I like small groups, I'm used to them. Our little Thursday evening group is usually about seven or eight people, so this is my teaching size, you know, this is really good. I was a bit dreading there might be 40 or 50 people showing up, and I would just have to play music then, because I'm a bit shy about talking. So we're going to be talking about the repertoire of symbols that Hasrenayak Khan used. And one of the main ones that he used is the human being as a symbol for God. And so that's not a traditional symbol. If you open a book about Sufi symbology, you won't see human being. You'll see things like rose and all these other things that are standard symbols. But if you look at the prayers and you look at all the teachings, he is always referring to God in human form. So I thought that we could say one of his sayings as we introduce ourselves by name. And one of his sayings is, "It is you, beloved, that I see in all names and forms. It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms." Who was asking about a who and whom the other day? It's a good way to learn whom, when you say who and when you say whom. In this case, you say whom. So just say this phrase with me, but close your eyes for a second. And I'll just say each part of it and you can repeat it. It is you, beloved, whom I see.
It is you, beloved, whom I see.
In all names and forms.
In all names and forms.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
So this is really the work of symbology, is to contemplate the being of God everywhere, including in every human being whom we encounter. So we're encountering each other in this nice small little group. And am I coming through, Nora Grace?
Yeah.
Nora Grace is hard of hearing.
You've already blown me away. Okay.
I've already blown you away? So
yeah, well, it's just...
All right. So wonderful to have you here. I just love your energy. So let's just hear your name. So say, I am so-and-so and I'm from whatever. You can say the city where you're from, or you can say planet Neptune if you want to. But after the person says the name, and we're really focusing on the fact that there's a name and a form in this being who's going to start over here, and as soon as she says her name and where she's from, we can say, looking at her, it is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms. All right? So we're all going to, this will be like a Greek chorus saying that. All right?
You're Fatima, and I was born in Portland.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
I'm Nura Grace, and I'm from Seattle.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
I'm Joyce, born in Chicago, live in Seattle, from the Pleiades, maybe.
From the Pleiades, yeah. Definitely, if not farther. It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
I'm Connie,
from Nova Scotia. Hello, Canuck. It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
Kima, and I'm from Portland.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
Inaje from Harlem, but living in Philadelphia.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms. And everybody needs to really speak with a big voice, because A, it's good for you, and B, Nora Grace will pick us up. So.
I'm Majida. I'm from Vancouver.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
I'm Rabia from Kathleen, Washington.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
I'm Brett, and I'm from Eugene.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms. And my name is Amir, and I'm from Vancouver via a few other places.
It is you, beloved, whom I see in all names and forms.
So imagine what our lives would be like if we were walking down Main Street and somehow we had imbued ourselves so much with the belief that our beloved, and we could say, this is my beloved, but when it's capital B, beloved, you all understand what we're saying. This is, beloved is a symbol of God. That everybody we encounter would be, oh, now this name and form, oh, now this name and form, but it's all one. And that is how symbology works. And we're going to look at all the different forms that Murshid used or he specialized in, but just as an example, today we've already done through Pirzia one of the main forms, which is vertical line and horizontal line. You wouldn't think of those as being Sufi symbols, but they're very important Sufi symbols. Think about the zikr, you know, and also the crescent moon zikr. So we've already done this idea of negation and affirmation with a little bit of an angle on it in the practice he did this morning. Was everybody there this morning?
No.
Oh, you weren't there this morning?
But I
yeah.
Heard that.
Yeah, and we'll do a little taste of that today as well, because I'd like to sort of continue on a bit of what he did. I think that what I'd like to do is to sing what we just said for a couple of reasons. One is I think that the less you say about symbology, probably the better, because the whole idea of symbology is not to use words. Symbology is to use an image or an attitude or a sound or some sort of form to represent multi-layered aspects of meaning and essence. And so I think that music will be a nice way to engrave these meaningful symbols on us. The other reason I like to do music is because this is the dreaded post-lunch hour. My karma is to do the dreaded post-lunch gig, apparently, because my teacher Shahabuddin always has me do music after the lunch break when everybody wants to nap. They all come back they've had all the carbs and so I've always called it the dreaded post-lunch gig. So I think doing some music brings a bit of energy to a very slow time of day. This is my nap time, by the way. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm supposed to be napping at this time.
Is there time for me to share a story?
Absolutely, right now. Do you want to do it?
Well, it has to do with why that blew me away.
Yes.
Okay. I like listening to Amir's. Amir made a CD that has Shahabuddin stories on it. And I listened to it in my car. And one day I was listening to it while driving, driving to Fred Meyer. And the story about Shahabuddin is saying, talking about Shamsher, he says, do you know what his practice is? His practice is to remember everybody. You know, at the end of the day, he tries to remember everybody, not just people he interacted with, but people he actually just passed on the street. I think it's your voice, Jim, chimed in and said, yeah, and everybody who's ever lived. And I'm just like, do that, but what would it be like to try? So I'm parked at Fred Meyer, and I go in, and I say, I'm going to see how many people I can remember. So I'm in Fred Meyer, and I'm looking at people and saying, okay, sure. So it's like, no, there's no way I'm going to remember people that way. And so somehow, just automatically, magically, somehow, I switched into, I said, I've got to just look at people a different way.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, I just started looking at people differently. And it was like, I was just seeing their essence. And that's what that phrase reminded me of. That phrase, it was just like, it just kind of happened. And since then, I've been trying to get back there, and it's hard to get yourself into that state. And I think that phrase might be a doorway into...
Yes. And what you're saying is the doorway into all work with symbology, which is a certain level of attention to what we're encountering in our lives, be it a human being or a rose or a song, that the medicine of the symbol is only good for us if we can actually really pay attention. So, for example, if you're saying the prayers and you're just saying them, you know, da 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 da, because you've said them 1,000 times, well, there's no medicine in that. But if you're letting them seep down to the roots of your being, then of course they bring their medicine. So it's the same thing with our encounter with each other, that we really pay attention in this very deep way, and then it's not a problem at all to see, oh, this is the divine being. Or if we, how many roses have we passed in our lives? You know? But if you stop and you look at a rose, and you fall in love with that rose, and you see everything that rose represents, and you don't even have to read about it, because we all know intuitively the rose is different than the daisy. That's why we don't call this the season of the daisy, even though I like daisies. But we could walk past thousands and millions of roses and just, nice rose, no medicine. So the story you just told us is all about that. And of course, this is linking in with the teachings of Murshid on concentration, contemplation, and meditation. So we'll talk about that over the next 4 days sometime. We'll talk about how using the symbolical forms, the vehicles for that is concentration, contemplation, and meditation, which music is good for all three of them.